You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's the Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rip Von Dip. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Your kids still dip? Is that a thing?
You know,
I
never got into that. Yeah, there's probably something weird.
I remember, and I think we've told the story in the podcast before, but like, I've only dipped twice in my life, and both of them were on dares, and I vomited everywhere. I can't even smell that. I hate it.
Not worth it.
And I played hockey. You'd think, and baseball. Like, you would think that that would be a big part of my life. It wasn't. But I remember there was this girl we went to high school with who we like, she was like a secondary friend. She was like a friend of a friend of like a bunch of our friends. And I remember going into her room.
Brag.
Very attractive. And she just had like an absolute nuke like in her, like in her mouth. And she was like spitting into a cup.
Who? Don't tell me who it is, but can you
give me a clue? I'll tell you off.
Okay.
Yeah. Who it was. What would you say?
I said, can you give me a clue?
But yeah, so it was like a roommate of one of your love interests, I believe.
Oh, I think I know who you might be talking about.
Oh, and this girl, like, very pretty, like, to this day. And she's absolute stud in her lip. And I'm just, like, the ones you can, like, see. And I'm like, oh, my God. I've never been so...
She looked like Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own.
Just like, oh, my God, just... Like chaw. It was like, this is disgusting. Like, it's the most revolting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not a dip guy. I had two quick dip stories I've probably told on the podcast like 10 years ago. But one of my best friends from college, he dipped all the time, and he actually got skull, the word skull, tattooed on the inside of his lip. And he came to football practice one day and was showing people, and everyone's like, oh, that's crazy. You're crazy. And I was like the parent. I'm like, what? Why would you do that? You're not going to want that. Everybody else is saying how crazy
it is. Inside of the lip. Like, who cares?
I think you've made a horrible mistake. And he's just like, what? He's like, I did not
expect to swallow that.
And then speaking of that, football coach in college would dip and swallow it.
Oh,
it's a maniac right there.
That's a maniac. So I did see one more quick one, because I know we're trying to get to the news here. People really care about this.
People need their news.
I was working at a school. This was years ago. I'm not going to name the school, but there was I can tell the story because this guy's retired now. Like, so he's done. Yeah. The longtime dean of students at this school, he was walking through my dorm the night before graduation, and like all the seniors were in there. And like, he went into these two seniors' rooms, and they just had spitters like all over the room. And we were like, come on. Like, and graduation was the next day.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, he was kidding, but he goes to one of the kids. He's like, tell you what, you take a sip out of one of those things, I'll let you walk tomorrow. I won't say a word. And before he could be like, I'm kidding, the kid grabbed it and like put it up to his mouth and like took a sip of it. It was the most revolting thing ever. Again, one of the most revolting things I've ever seen.
Worst thing I've ever drank in my life
is someone's dip spit by accident.
Oh, that's probably worse. So we were playing, this is also in college. These are all stories from 20 years ago. So I was in college and we were playing competitive Beirut, me and my buddy Bales versus a couple of our friends that were girls, not girlfriends, but girls that were friends. And anyway, going back and forth, and you know how there's like the cup that you dip the ball in?
Yeah, sure.
It's just filled with like dirt and hair. Yeah. And so anyway, so they
and whatever's beat us. On the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Just right. Hairballs, fingernails. It's disgusting. Vomit.
Yeah.
So long game back and forth. We end up losing. And then you know how the other rule was, like, if you have extra beer, like, you have to
drink it
in the cup. So she came over being like, hey, you forgot to drink like the rest of your beer, like, just shove it in her face. So I'm sitting next to Bale. So I just, like, grab it without looking and just, like, slam it down. She's like, her eyes got big. Like, she was, like, legit going to stop. She's like, no, no, no. Oh, she's like, that was. I'm like, what is it? Because it was, like, didn't taste like beer, but it was like, she's like, that was the hair cup. I'm like,
it tasted like beer. It's like something that had been soaked in beer went in the cup, but
like
I didn't.
There's a hint of beer, but it's like just mostly
of beer.
Hair.
You drank the ball water.
I drank ball water. Yeah. Oh. I think that's why I'm kind of weird now, is because I have ball water. I can't. And then hair.
It's like me putting the laser pointer in my eye to show you that it doesn't really hurt your eyesight, and it might have sharpened my eyesight.
I know, but don't tell kids that, because then they're going to start doing that thinking. I think you might be like,
you're four, almost 44. Like, how is your eyesight so good? Well, kids, you take a laser pointer. Yeah.
You stare directly at a laser pointer. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Rod, this whole episode is going to be a lot of. Obviously, Severance is done. We were doing Severance recaps. We just finished recording the episode 2 finale, or season 2 finale, with Danielle Murr and Billy Dee. For those of you that aren't watching Severance, I understand if you didn't rip all those episodes, but we do highly recommend it. We all gave it sixes. So it's a great show, and it's only 2 seasons in, so it's 19 total episodes. So if you guys haven't watched it, and give it a rip. It's on Apple Plus. Give it a go. It's been picked up for a season 3.
Thank God, because if they ended that like that, not that it was bad, but just like they can't leave it like that. Yeah,
there's just more story to tell. Ryan, I know you're gonna like this. Not only is Dark Side of the Ring back this week, and it's out on Tuesday, so by the time you're listening to this episode, it might be already out on Vice. Set your DVRs. First one for season 6, I think they're on. Mick Foley, Hell in a Cell.
My favorite wrestler of all time, Mick Foley. I read his book a long time ago. It was really, really good. It was one of the first books that, like, the WWE, like, put out, like a biography. And it was so good. Is it just the Hell in a Cell, or is it, like, his whole career?
So it's weird because, like, in the promo, it seemed like they were also talking about, like, Cactus Jack and other stuff that. Yeah. But then they were like, I think a lot of it is about the Hell in a Cell match and, like, what he went through and sort of, like, the legacy of that.
Yeah, they I could see it, like, kind of, like, telling the story of his career while also, like, flashing back to that, like, that, like, you know, like, the,
yeah,
was The Last Dance did, like, that's like the centerpiece of, like, because if you think of, like, Cactus Jack, Dude Love, Mick Foley, like, you think of that whole career, like, that is probably the best wrestling match of all time.
Which one?
Just like a Hell in a Cell.
Oh,
like, that's one of the greatest matches of all time.
Well, I think it's one of the greatest spots of all time. Like, if you go back and watch, it's not really much of a match.
Well, it couldn't be, because fucking Mick Foley was out cold the entire fucking thing. Like, he doesn't remember that, like, most of that.
Yeah, that's true.
He remembers going up for the choke slam, and that's it. And then that match goes on for like 10 more minutes. And I remember the whole thing, like, the Undertaker had like a broken ankle the whole time too.
Oh yeah, it's gross. Yeah,
his leg was broken, his ankle was broken. Yeah,
I'll get into all that stuff.
But I don't know, like, if this is that's all to say, like, what is the dark side of that? Just the amount of injuries that dude has had. He's missing his ear, for fuck's sake. Which was a crazy story how he lost his ear.
Oh, he's doing death matches and shit.
Yeah, and no, but he was doing, like, what do they call it? Like a
into the
when
ropes?
You like dive through the ropes and like you like roll and like chokes you. But like the rope like cut off his ear when he was. Insane. And they tried to put it back on and it didn't work.
That didn't take.
Yeah.
We're getting conflicting reports. There was a report a week ago that said Saw 11 had been scrapped. Then Jigsaw put out a statement apparently and said, oh, you thought the games were over, but they are not over. So
maybe that's a game.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know. So, I wouldn't lose a wink if this got canceled.
I did take it in the Mac and Goo movie draft, so I do want Saw 11. And I like all the Saws, actually. So I do
you
want,
do.
I do like to want
some Saw. To a lesser. There's one we both agree is terrible. Is it four?
I forget.
It wasn't Saw 3D. It wasn't Saw 2.
It might have been four. I think 3D.
It is 3D.
Yeah, I think it is 3D. I did the rankings because I rewatched.
We ranked them. We did an episode.
Ranked them all.
Yeah.
What did I have? It's on my Letterboxd. If anybody wants Letterboxd.
And I hadn't seen. Which one had I not seen? And I still ranked it ahead of 3D.
Saw 10. You didn't see Saw 10 yet.
But I ranked it ahead of 3D. That makes sense. I hadn't even seen it. It's got to be better than that, though.
So I had 3D last. I didn't love Saw 10, even though critically people liked it. And then I had that 3D, 10, and 5 in the basement.
Yeah.
And then Jigsaw and Spiral. So I loved, what did I have? 1, 2, 4, 3, and 6, I would say, are pretty good.
Yeah. Speaking of worst movies ever, did you ever finish Electric State? Did you watch
that? I did.
I watched it too.
Oh, we'll put out a little graphic. What's your score?
2.
Yeah, I think I might go 1.5 on it.
Fuck, man, it was so bad. And what a good idea.
Fucks. Yeah, it is a pretty good idea. And like, I mean, Chris Pratt and Millie Bobby Brown in that are like,
but also, it's like Stanley Tucci, Holly Hunter.
Yeah, but they're terrible in it.
McConaughey? I didn't look. Was McConaughey Mr. Peanut? I didn't look.
No, It was Woody Harrelson.
That was Woody Harrelson?
I think it was Woody Harrelson.
It sounded like Matthew McConaughey.
But maybe he was doing a McConaughey impression.
Maybe
I read it wrong. I thought it was Woody. Let me double check that, actually. So there was also a report, and this is on Twitter, so I don't know if it's true or not, is that now Kevin Feige is nervous about the Doomsday movies because the Russo brothers are doing it.
Yeah.
And they were so bad on Electric State that he's like, I gotta like oversee all this stuff.
I really think they'll be okay.
New movies, they can't do it.
No, they can't. Because what was the one they did? Let's see if any of these moves can fuck. They did that one, right? With Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans.
Oh, the Gray Man.
Gray Man. That was Russo Brothers, right?
I think it was. So maybe
that was decent.
Yeah, that was probably their best one. Let me see the cast. Yeah, no, Woody Harrelson, Mr. Peanut.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's Woody Harrelson.
I knew I recognized the voice somewhere.
So yeah, Electric State is a disaster. That was on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, Happy Gilmore 2, full trailer. Mm-hmm. That comes out July 25th.
Looks good. Like, this looks better than the other shit he puts out.
Yeah. I like some of the shit that he puts out. So I
know you do. Did you like UB Halloween? I forget.
I mean, not really. Like, you know, I got a couple chuckles out of it, but not really. Daredevil Born Again. 4 episodes, 9 episodes total. This week, and again, maybe depending on the time you're listening to this, maybe it's already out, a rare random double episode. So it's going to be episodes 5 and 6 this week. And then they're going to continue 7, 8, 9, and then we'll do a standalone on it.
Well, this double episode better do something, Richard. I'm losing my patience.
It is a little bit of Daredevil without Daredevil.
It's Matt Murdock, attorney at law.
It's featuring Mayor Fisk.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Mayor Fisk. And I would say, as much as I loved season 1, 2, and 3, some of my issues were season 1, Mayor Kingpin / Wilson Fisk just like talking at people a lot. And we're getting a lot of that. So if you like a mayoral campaign and if you like lawyer stuff, now this is sort of, I guess this is a spoiler, but they're tweeting about it all the time. So episode 4, you finally get John Bernthal as the Punisher shows up. And that scene is incredible.
It was 5 minutes and it was the best 5 minutes of that show. And I'm like, this is all we wanted. Where like Frank is just losing his goddamn mind.
Oh my God, he's so good. Episode 1, there was also a couple of scenes that I thought were really good, but
the fight was good. The bullseye.
It included Daredevil.
It had Daredevil in it.
So this show should start to get ripping, I would think.
Oh, he starts doing your thing with the ball. I know that you're wet the chain with the ball. That's pretty good.
Chain? No, what is that called?
I forget what it's called.
Not a mace. It's called
not a morning star, but it's like a the Japanese
chain. Nope, that's not what you want. Ball and chain.
Chinese or Japanese?
They used it in Kill Bill, right?
Yes.
A flail?
Could be a flail.
Might be a flail. Oh no, that's different. No. A flail is like a medieval weapon that has like the one on the end of it.
A kusarigama.
Okay, yeah, that thing kicks ass.
Yep.
That thing kicks ass. So anyway, Daredevil Born Again. We'll for sure do a standalone on it, but that's where we're at right now. I have not started Yellow Jackets season 3. I do plan on binging this and doing an episode on it. They are currently 7 episodes into 10 episodes.
I just, direct quote, I just walked into the room, rip a piss before this when I came back. My wife was watching it. I go, you're still doing this to yourself? And she looks back at me and goes, fucking terrible.
For Yellow Jackets?
Yep.
Damn.
Laughable. And then she said, laughable. Yeah.
Man, has any show ever fumbled as bad? Now, I haven't seen it yet, but based on that report, for as hot as the first season was, to fall apart like this?
See, here's,
usually shows
I have a theory.
Better. Yeah, okay.
I have a theory. And my theory was, and I think originally, because remember when we first talked about it, because you watched it first and then told us to watch it.
Yep.
And we started talking about, and the writer said, it's 3 seasons. That's it. Like, we've only written 3 seasons. And what I think happened was someone was like, listen, this show is really popular. We know you know the end. You got to stretch it.
Oh,
like
maybe
2 more seasons. Like, that's the only explanation, because like, it's wasting so much time.
Well, last season, like, Juliet Lewis started talking shit about it, and like, you're like, oh, that's not a good sign. Like, if the people on your show are like, this sucks, you're like, oh no.
And I think that speaks to what I said. I think she thought that this was it. Like, this is where this is going. And they're like, we want you to sign on for like 3 more seasons. She's like, no, you said that's what this was.
Yeah,
and crazy. She got pissed and was like, fuck it, write me off. I don't want to be in the rest of this bullshit.
Maybe. So that's unfortunate, but I don't know.
We should probably do it though.
We should.
But the thing is like, knowing what you know about Juliet Lewis's character,
mm-hmm.
the younger her in season 3, no matter what she does, it doesn't matter.
No, I know. Right.
Because you know how that, yeah, like that, none of that matters.
God damn, that show was so good though, that first season.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that stinks. You're
like, what is it?
I know.
What's and now going you kind of know what it is, and you're like, this is dumb.
But then you were like, how is this gonna end? How are they gonna end this? And now you're like, maybe they just should have a while ago.
Right.
The White Lotus is a show that I watch for some reason. They are 6 episodes into 8. I bailed on the first 2 seasons, and I've mentioned this before. The only reason I'm not bailing on this is because
the girls are in it.
I like the cast, man. Carrie Coon, Michelle Monaghan, plus Walton Goggins. And then, I guess, minor spoiler, but the last 2 episodes, Sam Rockwell has jumped in.
Yeah.
Excellent. He's great in everything.
He's so good at everything.
So, like, and there's only 2 episodes left. It's a show I watch with my wife. So, like, I'll finish it, but it kind of stinks. Nothing happens.
It's funny. This is the one show that, like, people ask me if I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And no. I always respond with, because this has been funny to me. I've been doing this for 3 seasons now. Like, oh, you watch White Lotus? I go, no, is it any good? And I watch their response, because typically people, like, if you're talking about Severance or you're talking about whatever, they'll be like, dude, yeah, you got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, so White Lotus, oh, is it any good? People go, eh.
Yeah, you right. know,
it's interesting. Like, they don't ever say, yes, it's good.
I mean, I think we've been sold a bill. It's one of these things that somehow got pushed out there that it's good. And then people are just like, yeah, it's good. Like, you got to watch White Lotus. Like, you don't. It's not that
you don't.
No, you don't.
No,
that is true. Yeah, if not for nothing else, Ryan, I'll send you this. Tyler in the chat. Sam Rockwell has an unbelievable monologue, which has also led to a great meme by Walton Goggins. Just like looking at him, it's that is a great. Meme.
I was made to watch that. I did see that. Yeah,
that was great. So I have not seen Mickey 17. You didn't see Mickey 17,
not yet. No.
How about this? It's going to be on video on demand tomorrow.
The windows are just getting shorter and shorter.
Mickey 17 came out 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. I think so. I got it in the movie draft too.
I'll probably watch this. I'll give it a rip. And if it's good, maybe we'll do an episode on it. I don't know. It's gotten like kind of mixed reviews, I guess. But like, what a ridiculously quick turnaround. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be free for a little while, but if you want to just stay home and watch it, you can.
It might be that thing you can only buy it.
I think, no, that's what it is for right now. It's not streaming yet. But it's going to be available this week on demand.
Here's the thing. Should that count? If you choose to buy it, not rent it, right?
It's a separate thing.
Should that count for box office?
I think it should. And so this is what I heard some movie people talking about this, where they were just like, right now they don't really release those numbers. And I think some are like the box office numbers are all made public. The video on demand aren't, but then every once in a while a movie does really well and like they'll tell you. It's sort of like streaming numbers, you know, they'll be like, we're killing it. It's like, yeah, based on what? Like a bunch of your claims. But it probably should. I mean, like the studio gets money and all that shit for it. Speaking of the box office this weekend, the number one film was Snow White. Live action Snow White made $43 million, and people hate this movie.
Oh, they hate it so much. And for stupid reasons.
They hate the girl that's in it. I didn't really follow all this, but they can't stand her.
Well, she's shot her mouth off a little bit in like situations where like, yes, we get it, but like you don't have to do that right now. Like you're promoting a Disney movie, like kind of play the game a little bit.
Rachel Ziegler, was she the one that was like, I didn't even like Snow White or something like that?
Yeah, like she's like,
you're like, yeah, all right, fine.
But I don't, and again,
and then like, Gal Gadot, people don't really like, and she's a horrible actress. Like we need to call a spade on this. Gal Gadot is a good Wonder Woman, but anything she's in, she's like comically bad at acting.
Yeah. Like she, and there's, I saw recently, like it was like a TikTok or something that put together like all her like worst delivered lines. And it's bad. Oh, like I have acted in high school plays.
That's right.
And I would venture that like I could do a better job. I'm not saying that to be a dick.
I don't think you'd be a better Wonder Woman than her.
No. But just better at emoting on camera.
I agree with that. You could make me feel feelings more than she could.
That's right. Blow a little jalapeno in my eyes.
That's all it takes.
Did you ever see that? It's Always Sunny when they did that to get her D to cry. Just blew chili powder in her face.
We're going for gasps. All right. So Snow White did make $43 million, but I guess it was way less than what they wanted it to make.
$350 million budget this movie had.
Yeah.
That doesn't count advertising.
Yeah. And all that shit.
Yeah.
That's a tough go. But nobody's going to the movies anymore. No. The next movie down was Black Bag, came in second with $4.4 million. What is going on? Captain America Brave New World was third at $4.1 million. That's in like week six. It's made over $400 million worldwide. Again, low for MCU, but
made its money back.
In this day and age, it's doing okay, I guess. The aforementioned Mickey 17, $3.9 million. You saw the movie that came in at number five, $3.8 million, Novocaine. What's your Novocaine review?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I tell you, that was a Jack Quaid. What an adorable man he is. He's just, like, the nicest dude. Good. And so the premise, it's kind of like, all right, so bank robbery, girlfriend gets taken hostage, right? And he has that disease where he can't feel pain.
Yeah.
Like, he can't eat solid food because he doesn't know if he's choking. Like he has to set an alarm every 3 hours so he remembers to piss. Like he doesn't, feel anything. So it's like, it's really interesting to like, cause you know, you can still get knocked out. You just don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it doesn't like physically hurt him, but he's like, I think I'm going to pass out. Like he just, but he can't. Okay. And it's such a weird premise, but it is actually really entertaining and funny.
Okay. Nice.
It's a nice little action movie and it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
All like right. Just the injuries he sustains is pretty fucking gross.
What's your dork score for Novocaine?
I give it like a 4.5.
Cool.
Yeah, right, it's good. I'm not saying like it's a must if you don't like action, like gory action movies, like skip it. But this, if you do, it's a good movie.
And that'll probably be streaming in 2 weeks, so I will watch it then. Oh, and then this sixth in the box office this weekend in its debut weekend. The Alto Knights, $3.2 million. The Robert De Niro dual role movie, $3.2 million.
Didn't I dump this in the movie draft? That was one of my keepers, and I was like, no,
I don't think you took it.
No, Ryan, I gave it up.
Have we seen the last great performance from Robert De Niro?
Oh yeah, You absolutely have. This guy is off. And
Was that movie Meet the Parents?
It probably right. Like he stole the show in that.
Yeah, I loved him. I loved him in Meet the Parents. No joke.
He was so good. Like, totally stole the show and was the impetus for my famous Stiller theory.
Yeah.
That Ben Stiller isn't really funny. because you can name someone funnier than him in every single movie he's in. And there was one exception, because there is always one exception.
I gave you two exceptions and you said they were the same character. And I said, that's fine. I said Heavyweights and Dodgeball. And you said,
I think Rip Torn is funnier. I think Vince Vaughn is funnier in that movie than him, because he's kind of playing like the straight man, even though he's a dude.
Is playing the straight man, but he is Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there is, in every Ben Stiller movie, there is, he is not the funniest person in the, he's funny by association.
Except for Heavyweights. That's
what I said. Except for Heavyweights, which was, I watched again recently with my kids and they were howling, laughing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
When lunch has been canceled due to lack of hustle is one of the greatest lines.
Huh? Deal with it.
Bobby Dee's a working actor though. This Alto Knights is, it's not getting reviewed well either.
Well, he just looks fucking terrible on camera too.
Yeah, well, he's 81.
I know.
He's got 81% on Roddy T's. Oof. Dude, that's not going to get it done. Come on, Bobby D.
And it was, who directed it? Was it Scorsese directed it too?
No, Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson. Like, even still, like another famous director who's
Barry Levinson. Yeah, fastball. big time favorite famous guy. He's older than De Niro. He's 82.
I know.
Jesus Christ! You think they ended filming every day at like 3 o'clock so they could have dinner at 4? They're like, guys, we got to wrap up here for the day. It's like, wait, what?
Have coffee after 10 because I'll be up all night.
I can't have this now. The Studio comes out this week. I said last week that it came out last week. I was wrong, but the Seth Rogen, Catherine O'Hara TV shows on Apple, that comes out this week. Nice. Two other bit of news, Rye, before we get out of here. Glenn Powell wants to be in a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. You in on that?
No, but did you see that Linda Cardellini is playing Mrs. Voorhees in the prequel?
Yes, on a Friday the 13th prequel that's going to be on Peacock.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love that Linda Cardellini.
Very much. Yeah, like, who doesn't
just watch her go full psycho? Yeah. That'd be great.
She'd be great.
Do you think it picks up like after Jason dies? Or does that happen like in season one? Is that like the end of season one?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I bet
you'd have to be like her raising him. And he's like that ghoulish looking kid. Like,
Yeah. He's dealing with some stuff. And then Christoph Waltz has been cast in season 5 of Only Murders in the Building.
Wonderful. That's my leg.
He plays the same character. Oh,
wonderful. Yeah, I can't do it, Christoph Waltz, but you get what I'm trying to do.
Good.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, Brian, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And now that Severance is over, we'll be back to 2 episodes. Yeah, go ahead.
I got one pick of the pod for you. You got to let me get this in. So yeah, I'm started, and I know you're going to make a...
Go ahead.
Do it again.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I started reading this book.
that's all the time we have.
And I know I have to, like, read you the description because you'll shit. Hang on.
Okay.
So it's called Road. It's called Road 7. All right. And so it's by this guy. No, listen, hear me out. All right. So this guy, Keith Rawson, he wrote two books, one of them called Fever House, is the first in two series. It's a great zombie book if you guys are like zombies and music and all that stuff, like in hard-boiled detective shit.
Yep.
Check out Fever House. All right. I'm going to read this to you. Mark Sandoval, resolutely arrogant, covered head to foot in precise geometric scarring, and still marginally famous after Hollywood made an Oscar-winning film based off his memoir. He is a cryptozoologist.
Okay. I'm in.
You know what that is? So it's like, you know what that is, Richard? Are you aware?
No.
So the guy who like looks up like cryptids and stuff. He like hunts them down.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cryptozoologist. So he like looks for Bigfoot. He like so.
Yeah. So, we're in a cryptid shirt, for God's sakes.
Like, yeah. So that's what made me think of it. So a woman sends him this like grainy footage of this island off of Iceland, and they think they found a unicorn, like a real unicorn.
Like it.
So he goes to this island and he discovers that both a military base and the surrounding whatever, the nearby woods, are teeming with strangeness and secrets. They begin to realize that a supposed unicorn sighting is the least of their worries.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, if this gets made into a movie, you're going to be like,
how many pages is this?
How many pages? I go, 300 pages.
Okay.
No pictures.
What the fuck?
So I was like, I started reading this book. I read the back and I'm like, this is right up his
fucking head.
I got to tell him about it.
That's good. Oh, speaking of pictures and speaking of pick of the pods, our guys from the TLDR podcast that are the reigning podcast of the year on the hashtag Dorkies, they just had Scott Snyder back on their podcast.
Fucking brag.
So he's got this whole like absolute thing going, like they're like doing a whole new.
Oh, I've seen Absolute Batman stuff. Looks fucking awesome.
Looks bananas. And he's writing Batman again.
Yeah.
And so they had him on, but he's also not only like writing that, but he's like in charge of the whole thing. And like, he's great with those guys.
Did you see Absolute Batman? It's like this like super gothic, like metal looking thing. And the bat in his chest is a fucking axe.
Yeah. And it's enormous. Have you seen the picture of Absolute Bane?
No.
You can't be any bigger than this guy. This is the biggest guy.
Holy shit. Look at him. Yeah.
Absolute Bane.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details subject to change.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, dudes. Thanks for listening to this. Tell a friend, tell a dork. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow along there at Dork Podcast. You can email us anytime. We'll start reading more emails. DorkPodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, all that stuff. You can rate, review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube. Like and subscribe away on YouTube, and we record these live on Monday nights normally. Next week, Rye, top 50 SNL cast members.
It's a really hard list to make.
All-time cast members, as voted on by me, Davey, Mac and Goo, and our buddy Billy Lanny. And I think Mac and Goo are both going to join us next week. We'll do one long YouTube episode, and then we will split it up for the podcast. So we'll do 50 through 26 and 25 through 1. But top 50 SNL cast members to celebrate 50 years of SNL. So we'll do that next week. All right, dudes. Thanks for dudes and dudettes. Thanks for listening. And Davey promised me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man. No, I'm not going to promise you that.
The hashtag Dork Podcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?